Chip Flory is on the western leg and now joins us to update what he's seen today. I believe, are you in Nebraska or Iowa at the moment?
Today we're in southeast Nebraska, making our way from Grand Island over to Nebraska City. So we've got 10 routes running out here again, and plenty of guys out here to get a good idea of what's going on in the cornfield and bean field.
Go through the numbers from the great state of South Dakota that were collected yesterday.
Yeah, we had a really nice recovery in that corn crop. We had a higher ear population than what we did a year ago, had a longer grain length, had more kernel rows around. And when you put those three things in the pot and mix it up, you're going to end up with a better yield. And we had a much better yield than what we did a year ago. 161.75 was the average. That's up 118% from what we came out of the southeast corner of South Dakota with last year. Now, just to be fair, southeast South Dakota was the worst corn in the state last year, and there was better corn to the north and even to the west of the tour area last year. This year, it's just the opposite. We were in the best that South Dakota has to offer this year. So we came out with that 162, but it's not going to be a 162 for the state. But even saying that, Todd, when you look at USDA's August 1 number of 138, there might be a little bit of room to the upside for that South Dakota corn crop. But it's got to hustle because the maturity is behind. It's in late milk, early dough. It's going to need all of September, and it sure be nice to get a few days in October that are frost-free to make sure that that corn crop can get finished off.
I'll bet the soybeans need those same days.
Yeah, we had a very nice recovery in the bean crop, too. Our pod counts are up about 75% from what we saw a year ago, just over 1,000 pods. But when you compare it to the three-year average, which, of course, includes last year, we're up just slightly. So it's a good bean crop, but I sure wouldn't call it a great bean crop as far as the pod counts go. And it's got a lot of the same issues that the corn crop does, late maturity, a lot of flat bean pods, even down at the bottom of the plant. So that crop's got a long way to go before it's going to be finished off. And I think it's important to compare it to the three-year average because it's up less than 5% from the three-year average. So it's a good crop, but it might not be the bean crop that we saw in 2009, 2010, and 2011. So it's got some work to do, but the one thing that both corn and soybeans have going for it in South Dakota is, Todd, we rarely saw any disease issues, any insect issues, really a healthy crop on both corn and soybeans up there. The one thing that I would be a little concerned about is there's some weed control problems. And even in the corn, when you get in there and some of those fields are just loaded up with volunteer soybeans. And when a bean plant is growing in a cornfield, it's just another weed. And some of those cornfields are pretty weedy when you consider the volunteer soybeans.
What do you see as your early indications out of Nebraska?
Yeah, when we dropped down into northeast Nebraska yesterday, the conditions really held up in the northern two counties of Nebraska. But once we got down into the third county and even over a little bit towards the center part of the state, some of the moisture stress started to show up in corn. The pivots were running on corn and soybeans. This is the time of the year that those beans need that drink to go ahead and fill out the pods. Conditions were okay in northeast Nebraska, but just not what you'd really like to see. You get into some of the irrigated fields that you hope are going to be pushing 200 bushel, and some of them were pretty disappointing. And it gets back to some of the problems that they had this spring. Poor ear sets, irregular stands out there in the fields, and just some issues that I think all date back to guys that were hustling to get a corn crop planted. As we get into the southeast part of the state today, some of those issues are showing up again in irrigated fields. We'd sure like to see some of these 200-plus bushel corn fields in the irrigated fields of Nebraska, and we're just not really getting into it yet. It's just my route. Some of the other guys might be seeing 200 bushel corn, but we're just not seeing it. And it's, I think it gets back to some of the problems that we experienced this spring trying to get the crop planted.
When you tally the numbers, where will you be tonight?
Okay, we'll be in Nebraska City. We're going to have our final Nebraska numbers when we wrap up tonight. And tomorrow we'll be making our way through western Iowa and ending up in Spencer. So we're getting into the part of the world that I think everybody really wants to know about, because this Nebraska crop's going to be a good crop, but what I've seen so far, I just don't know if it's going to be as good as what everybody thinks it is.
Thanks so much, Chip.
All right, Todd.
Chip Flory from the Western Leg of the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.